Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the historical aspects of Arbor Day. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, Randy, can you provide me with some background on Arbor Day?
I'd be happy to. As you know, we celebrate Arbor Day during the early spring of each year by planting trees. However, the tree plant is really as old as human civilization, as the tree was seen as a symbol of life. Historical evidence shows that the first tree planting event was reported to have occurred in the 1500s. But Arbor Day itself is truly an American-born event. Records show that the first U.S. Arbor Day celebration occurred in 1872 in the state of Nebraska. This was organized by a man named Julius Sterling Martin, who was originally from the state of Michigan, but he and his wife had relocated to the Nebraska Territory. At that time, they were taken back by the lack of trees and lack of forests. Like most individuals, having been raised in an area that abounded with various tree species, they began to plant on their own both forest and fruit trees. Mr. Morton was a journalist and soon became an editor of the best newspaper in Nebraska. This afforded him an ability to talk about his favorite topics, which included agriculture, horticulture, and forestry. Mr. Morton delivered a proposal to the Nebraska's Board of Agriculture concerning a specific day to be set aside for tree planting. The date was set for April 10, 1872, and approximately 1 million trees were planted throughout the state of Nebraska. Since that time, every state in the Union celebrates a specific Arbor Day. Although the official date of Arbor Day was originally set for April 22nd, which is Mr. Morton's birthday, Arbor Day has grown to be the point where it is celebrated worldwide. Currently in the U.S., all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and some of the U.S. territories have passed legislation adapting Arbor Day, which is celebrated on a date that is appropriate for planting in their specific region. In Mississippi, Arbor Day has been celebrated each year since 1926 on the second Friday of February, as this is the best planting time for planting tree seedlings in Mississippi. The day is usually held with school festivals and designations of special trees planted, such as seedlings grown from seed that were taken up in a shuttle into outer space and then brought back. These memorial trees allow children and others to learn about the positive aspects of trees and forests.
I know that Mississippi State also has an Arbor Day dedication each year, and that it's become one of the universities that has been named by the Arbor Day Foundation for this effort.
You're right. Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi are the only two Mississippi universities recognized by the Arbor Day Foundation as a Tree Campus USA. Mississippi State earned this designation in 2013, and each year professors and students plant trees in specific areas of the 1,500 acres maintained on the Starkville campus. This year, the pine trees donated by ArborGen were planted along the new Hale State Boulevard. These pine seedlings will provide not only environmental benefits, but add to the beauty of the campus.
I know that we now have Earth Day, too, which is supposed to bring environmental awareness, but how does that differ from Arbor Day?
It's a little bit differently. Earth Day arose from basically protests that were begun in the 1970s. Their background was to protest the negative effects of industrial development. The group today focuses on pollution of plastic as well as climate change. It is also noteworthy that the Earth Day Network, they also have chosen to plant trees as part of their campaign. Arbor Day, on the other hand, is focused on primarily the use of trees for cleaning the environment and providing a visual aesthetics, as well as increasing the use of renewable products from wood. Both have a very noble intentions, but the approach is much different. Trees certainly hold a special place in the hearts of a lot of people. Their longevity allows for ties between generations and memories that have been forgotten. But remember, when gazing at a forest or a specific tree, the loss of a special tree is seen almost like the loss of a loved one. Arbor Day has an historical background of nearly 150 years as an American event.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.